everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Coming up on this week's show, well, later we're going to be hearing from Ashton United about the great community work being done at the club. But before that, let's go to Atherton Coles. And Atherton Coles have announced that their manager, Brad Cook, has put pen to paper to a new two-year extension at the club. And joining me now down the other end of the phone, we should be joined by the man himself. It's a welcome to the show to Brad Cook. Well, Brad, a big thank you for joining us. And first, a big congratulations on the two-year extension. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm delighted. I think it's been talked about for a while now between myself and the chairman, so I'm just glad to get it done now so then, you know, we can start focusing on next season.
There's been a few clubs who've announced these contract extensions. I mean, how important do you feel it is for a bit of stability for the club going forward?
I think that's it. And I think that, you know, during this period, the chairman, the clubs have probably seen what, you know, how much work, extra work goes into trying to put a team together, but then trying to manage it alongside a pandemic as well. So I think, speaking from my experiences during this pandemic, I've worked so close with the chairman, and it's probably just a bit of an appreciation. And like you say, it gives you that focus then to work towards something together. And he's given me the opportunity to drive the club forward. So, yeah, I'm delighted.
No, great stuff. And it's not just you, obviously, as well. I mean, I've been following the Twitter feed over recent days, and there's been announcements of squad retentions and that kind of thing. I mean, Gaz Peet signed now Battersby. I mean, how important is that side of things, the squad you're looking to develop for next season?
That was more important than me, let me tell you that. So getting them lads down was much more important. But yeah, I think, you know, we've signed four lads, we've nailed four lads down. Now Battersby is only 20. You know, he's a massive asset to the club. He's 6'4", he's good in the air. You know, so him signing on is a really, really big year for him. Gaz Peet is just amazing. He's left full back. I don't think there's many better in the league. So I think it's his 10th year with Atherton Coles as well this year, which I don't think that happens at many non-league clubs, does it? So it's great to get him. Rick Smith the same, you know, he's been brilliant since he's come in. So it's fantastic to get him over the line as well. And Clive Smith is just a mainstay, really. So yeah, four really, really important players. I've spoke to the majority of all of the lads as well. So I'm hoping to keep a pretty tight-knit squad and not many changes, if I'm being honest.
I mean, when it comes to that squad, I mean, when was the last time you actually were on a training pitch with them? Because it's been tricky all this, hasn't it, really?
It's been madness, but I think everybody's in the same boat. So, you know, I can't grumble. We've had a couple of just little get-togethers, really, more than anything. Done a couple of head tennis competition, and we had a little bit of a mess about last week, but nothing major. But I think everyone's just counting down the days till we can actually start pre-season properly, which is madness, really, because they're normally dreading it. But, yeah, I think this year might be different.
And when it comes to your preparations for next season, obviously you're nailed down, those four players are nailed down. I imagine there's going to be more announcements as well in the coming days and weeks. How important is it to prepare for next season now in the month of April?
Yeah, absolutely. And retention has been my main priority this season, because I felt that last year, certainly when we finished the lockdown 2.0, 3.0, I can't even remember when it was now, but in December, when we finished, I was really, really happy with the squad that we had. So my main focus has been trying to retain as many of them players as we can. Verbally, we've agreed with near enough all of them, if not all of them now. So that's massive for us. Like I say, I don't want a huge turnover. Maybe 2-3 players come in, but that would be about it for me.
There's been clubs announcing pre-season friendlies and all that. That seems remarkable as well, isn't it, at this time of year? But that's where we are at the moment. I mean, what are your plans for pre-season, without giving too much away?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's great that, you know, social media now at our level, it's fantastic, and it's great to keep the fans involved. So I don't blame teams for putting that information out. We've got some really good things up our sleeve. We've had two EFL clubs that have confirmed already, but we've not put that out yet, and that we've got specific dates for. And we've got three that are verbally confirmed that we've not had dates back for yet. So we're looking to, I think, if we can get them all over the line, it'd be a fantastic pre-season schedule that we've got. So yeah, fingers crossed. It all comes good, and the fans have got something to really look forward to.
No, brilliant stuff, and I can't wait. And I don't even support Africa Calls. I mean, it's just going to be great, isn't it, to be back on not just in a football match, but on the training pitch and all that. I mean, how much are you looking forward to the whole shebang kicking off again at some point?
Yeah, massively. I think from a social side of it, you don't realise how much it means. Well, you love football, but you don't know how much you really miss it until it's been taken away from you. So, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to be in and around the lads 2-3 times a week. I can't wait for that competitive edge to start again. I can't wait for the stress levels to rise. I don't think the missus will say the same, but I can't wait for all that to happen. And yeah, it's just going to be nice to be able to have a game, have a beer after the game, and just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brad Cook, manager of Africa Calls, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. Really appreciate it. And hopefully the next time we speak, it'll be about one of those big football matches. That'll be good, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, definitely. I'll keep you posted.
Brad Cook there, manager of Atherton Calls, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go across town now to Ashton United. Ashton United have announced, after great work during the pandemic to help support the local community, that they've opened up a new pantry store. And for more on this now, we should be joined down the other end of the phone by pantry manager and club secretary at Ashton United. It's a welcome to the show to Andy Finnegan. Well, Andy, a big thank you for joining us. And I spoke to Ashton United about 8 months or so ago, and there's some great work being done there. How have we got to this point now where we've got a new permanent pantry store at the club?
Well, initially, we started, obviously, when we came into lockdown, we started doing activity packs for children, you know, when the lockdown came, because obviously children's mental health and the need in the area was so great that we thought we need to do something. And with us obviously being Ashton United in the community, collectively we've Save the Children and Small Shawhurst Children's Community, which is literally within our vicinity. We recognised the need for children to have activities to do in lockdown. And we started doing the activity packs, and then we did like little pop-up events where we was going out to one or two areas in the local community. We did five pop-ups in the school holidays, and it was just really well attended. We had lots of children there. I mean, obviously, we had to put the social distancing measures in place, and was all wearing masks and what have you. We all did track and trace. You know, we did, you know, everything by the book. But it just grew and grew. And we had about nearly 500 children who signed up to this, and it was about 315 families. And we just thought, wow, you know, it's unbelievable, this. And we just thought, well, how can we grow it a little bit more? And we just had an idea of doing. We got a bit of funding from Asda, and it was like a lunch pack for the children, and it was only for a one day event. Then we sort of said, well, you know, could we offer more value for families within like a food pantry? And then on the last week of July, we decided to do a food pantry, and you know, it just went from strength to strength. And we've done it every week since, and we've had roughly about 250 families registered, and we've given out 1,500 fair share food packs, and it's accessed about 2,900 children within that time, and it's just been absolutely unbelievable.
I mean, incredible.
But it is, but it's something that I've certainly stepped out of my comfort zone there, because I normally do the pitch. I do the secretary administration, and then it got so big that they gave me 10 hours initially, actually, in the community, and then they offered me a full-time position, and that was 12 months ago.
And by the sounds of it, well-deserved as well. I mean, if we go back to July and you know, those numbers there we're talking about, so vitally important, clearly, the work that's being done there. I mean, what's been the impact, do you feel, on the wider community there in Ashton? Of the work you've
Well,
doing.
I mean, Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, the families that we've had coming to us and the children, they just look forward to the activity packs. The parents look forward to the food packs. Initially, we did it as a donation where we gave it out free and they just give us a donation. And then we went away with that donation and then we supplemented the week after. It's just been incredible. You know, you talk about holiday hunger, you talk about, you know, poverty within our areas. And these children really sort of just needed that little bit of a help, especially with the parents coming out of work, being furloughed, being, you know, laid off, being made redundant. They were so appreciative of it all. And it's like I say, it's just been grown from strength to strength. But, you know, we get a lot of stories along the way and kind of the people that have accessed us, you know, we talk to them, we get to know them. We know everyone at the moment, you know, all our families that come to us, we get to know them, get to know their sort of the children. And they love that. And they love it. And they love coming to Ashley United in the community, down to the football ground. And now we've progressed on to Cedar Park. They love it in Cedar Park because the kids can play on the swings and this, especially now the lockdown is just easing a little bit and people are getting out a little bit more. It's just been incredible, honestly, Ben. It really has.
I mean, you touched upon it there, but what's this new permanent pantry going to mean for what you're able to deliver?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's going to deliver a lot better choice because we can offer chilled, we can offer frozen. In a couple of more months when it eases a bit more, we can offer them a sit down, a chat to a professional person. You know, we're trying to get housing to come in. We're trying to get mental health people to come in and engage with these families that are coming in. And it's just going to be a community environment that we're building. And we're looking at doing events in the park. We're looking at going out and doing some coaching sessions with youth groups and other organisations. And it really is going to grow and grow. And it's kind of like, yeah, watch this space. Ashley United and the community are absolutely tremendous at doing this.
Yes, it really is an impressive effort, that's for sure. And with regards to, you know, what this means for Ashley United, during this pandemic, like I said earlier, we caught up with yourselves, FC United, Marine, South Shields, all doing great work like this and really showing the importance of football clubs in their communities. I mean, what does this say about football clubs, especially non-league football clubs and what they offer their towns and areas?
The reputation that these clubs have is, in non-league circles, is really good one. I think Ashley United have got a good reputation, Marine as well, FC United, and all the clubs in the non-league setup have got good reputations. But you know, we want to get out there and sort of visit our community and do more and more work in the community. And the impact that's having on the area is just putting smiles back on people's faces. And I'm just enthused by it all. I really am. And the progression that we've made so far in 12 months is absolutely incredible. Yes, we've been a charity since about 2016, but this last 12 months has really shown what clubs in the non-league system can actually do for their own areas.
And we're just waiting, I suppose, for football to return as well, aren't we, really, Andy? And you know, that'll really bring smiles to people's faces, because then you can link the two up, can't you? And, you know, offer these kids football matches to attend and stuff like that, and then it will really take off. The club benefits, the community benefits, and before you know it, the whole town's benefiting.
Well, that's why I'm here. Because initially I came in, you know, to do football administration. Obviously, I used to run the reserve team and the youth team, but that's what we're here for. But we don't see ourselves as just a football club. You know, we see ourselves as being a community group that wants to diversify, just not into football. You know, but football, you know, around here is so, so important. It really is. And like all the other areas, football is the national game. I just hope people are going to come back to us, because I think the football reputation has been tarnished in the last week or so. And I just hope that they engage with non-league system football, because it's a great, great tool for progression. And even getting the odd player that goes on and goes into the league pyramid, it's just absolutely unbelievable, you know. So we're looking to progress that further. But yeah, fun football is what we're about. But we want to get out there into our community.
Yeah, absolutely. And these shows that I've been doing during season suspension and all that with no football, I've started to turn into Kevin McLeod a bit, and I've started talking about construction work and stuff like that. And while you're on, Andy, I might as well ask you about the stadium and that kind of thing. What developments have been going on while people have been away from the terraces at Hurst?
Well, speaking to the manager the other week, and I said the wall's coming out. The walls are coming tumbling down. He said, what do you mean? What do you mean? So I sent him a picture, and he's just like, wow, look at that. Oh, he says, I tell you what, he said, we're going to have a great ground. And it's just incredible. The chairman has really sort of got a grip of it the last few months. Obviously, you know, everyone's been in lockdown, but now the builders are here. They've took the perimeter wall down. The joiner has just literally disturbed me in the office while I've been speaking to you. He said he's going home because he started at 6:30 this morning ripping out the social club. So it's just progression after progression, and it's great to see, because obviously we've got a very old stadium. It sort of needs a little bit of a, you know, touch of paint, if you will. But it's having more than that at the moment.
And that takes us back to the start of this interview and the pantry. And Andy, how could people get involved or help support the club's activities in the community and that kind of thing?
Well, obviously, the pantry, obviously, we've got quite a number of donations coming in. We would love more donations, obviously, because the more sort of donations of food that we get coming in, the more families we can access, the more children we can take out of, you know, sort of wanting a plate of food each week or each day. And we can access that by going to Smallshaw Hurst Community Action Group, which is a Facebook site, together with Smallshaw Hurst Children's Community. And there's a link on there with all the details, with my details, with the pantry details, with the project manager's details. And we can donate through there. And if you want to become a member, there is a link on there also as well.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Well, Andy Finnegan, secretary at Ashley United and pantry manager. Did I miss anything off your job titles? There was
groundsman. Yeah, groundsman.
Groundsman. Anything else? All round good egg?
chief brewer upper.
And all that. And a big thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. And keep up the excellent work.
And you as well. Thank you, Ben.
Andy Finnegan there from Ashton United joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the show. A big, big thank you to both Andy and Brad for joining me this week. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all enjoy the sunshine. Well, it's sunny where I am anyway. Have a lovely weekend and stay safe. Ta-ra.